Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines. It's a big day on the Midday Show today. Our hot stove summit. Yes, fire that hot stove up. Yes, the baseball offseason is about to begin for real. I think things are really going to start happening. Juan Soto taking meetings here. We're going to start there. But a lot to get to today. An hour from now, the High Hopes guys will be in studio with us. James Seltzer, Jack Fritz. That's going to be awesome. At 12 o'clock today, we'll do some Eagles, of course, because we always do. Ross Tucker joins us in his weekly spot. Eric Kratz later in the show. Buster Olney. Is Alec Bohm about to get traded? A lot to get to today. Of course, Kiss the Baby later in the show. And Combo-Con, just 2 days left to get qualified. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you haven't ordered your honey baked ham by now, you're probably not going to get it.
Oh, it's over, you're saying.
Yeah,
you're giving us bad news to start the
day?
No,
I'm just saying.
Did you try to order yours today? Is that
no,
what
happened? No, I didn't order. I'm going to be eating pork, all right. It's going to be that Hatfield's pork. Got that variety pack.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like Hatfield's.
Marinated pork tenderloins and bacon and ham. I'm good to go. Ham steaks.
You're good, man.
Yeah, I can get that in the grocery freezer.
Did you get another care package? Because once in a while they come bring you
No, Hatfield. I haven't. I haven't got a care package yet, so I'm going to send up the bat signal because it is close to the holidays.
Yes, it is. All right, lots to get to today. 215-592-9494. Hugh, the hot stove season is here, and I think there's an expectation out there the Phillies are going to do something big, right? They're going to maybe shake this thing up a little bit. As last year, they had an incredible regular season. They win the division, but we all know what happened. They flamed out. And you know, I'll be honest, we haven't talked much Phillies the last 2 or 3 weeks because it's been hard to. We talked about them every
day. Well, there was a tremendous highs, and then it was Bregman was like, you know, we talked about Soto, and then Bregman name came up, and it seemed like everybody was okay with that. And then the consensus is it just kind of moves slow.
And it's just been depressing because it crashed so fast, right? It was such an amazing Philly season last year with World Series hopes, and it crashed so fast. So the question on my mind, and I think it should be on everyone's mind, and certainly the Phillies' mind, is how do they take what they have now and move it forward to go win the World Series? And, Hugh, it's been interesting listening and watching the reporting on Juan Soto and how this thing is going because he's taken meetings, right? He already met with the Mets, and he met with the Red Sox, and he met with the Blue Jays. And he met with the Yankees. And today he's going to meet with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And you notice I haven't said the Phillies' name. He has not met with the Phillies yet. A report last night from Mark Feinstein of MLB.com saying the Phillies could meet with Juan Soto. I have a theory on this. It's just my theory. I saw a quote from John Middleton a couple weeks ago saying, I get the feeling we'll probably say, you know what, we'll probably not win this. That was part of a quote from John Middleton on the Soto sweepstakes saying they probably won't win it. I think the Phillies are tapped out of money. I don't know if everyone agrees with that. My theory is they're tapped out of money for this kind of player. I don't think the Phillies have the money, or at least they don't want to spend the money, to go into the Juan Soto sweepstakes, which is probably going to get upwards of $600 or $700 million. So, Hugh, I want to help the Phillies out this morning, okay? I want to see if you're on board with this, see if everyone's on board. I want to help the Phillies out because I think Juan Soto is too special of a player to sit this out. It just doesn't sit well with me. That all these teams have a meeting so far and the Phillies don't. Something's off about this. The Phillies are trying to win the World Series. He's the best player available, and it's like they're not really in this. And my theory is they don't have enough money to get in this. So I'm going to help him. Hugh Douglas, if I were the Phillies today, I would be on the phone with every team that has a big market payroll. And I would say, you could have Trey Turner. I would dump Trey Turner today. Just for a seat at the table for Juan Soto. I don't know if he's coming here. I mean, I have no idea. I think he's going to take the best offer, but who knows? Maybe he's going to stay in New York. John Middleton kind of referenced that's the thought. Whatever. I have no idea where Juan Soto's going to go. But I do know the Phillies should get a seat at the table. And if money's the issue, I've got a very simple solution. I would dump Trey Turner today. I would trade him to anyone that would take his contract. I would move off the next 9 years, say goodbye to the whole Trey Turner thing, just for a seat at the table for Juan Soto. Hugh Douglas, would you do the same, or are you not into my idea here?
No, I mean, because the second half of the season, he was on fire. I mean, you know, I know he got off to it. I mean, it's the truth. And when you talk about, I looked at the numbers a little bit and where he ranked among the better shortstops in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. Now, the consensus is Bobby Witt Jr. was the best last year.
I would agree with that, yeah.
In baseball. He hit for 332, 32 home runs, and 109 RBIs. Trey hit for 295, 21 home runs, and 62. So that, even though he got off, he had that slow start in the beginning, that's not bad. And then you look at the guy who won the World Series, Mookie Betts. Like, and I know he was hurt. He hit a little bit better than Mookie Betts during that stretch. So, what do you mean?
I mean, he's not in same. He's not in the same universe.
I went out and got some stats to back up my argument, and I'm just telling you, it makes no sense. I know that we're in a position right now, and we're in a situation as Phillies fans, as we're just tired, we're frustrated because we ran it back the last year. And we got the same results, even worse than the year before when we played the Arizona Diamondbacks. And we're frustrated. And we want the big, shiny toy. Now, we said earlier, and I said earlier that Bregman, initially, when his name was mentioned, people were okay with that.
Sure, sure.
People were okay with that.
Like a consolation prize. Yeah, not Soto, but he's a really good player.
Because I think pie in the sky, I think people kind of figured that, you know, Juan Soto, we're starting to bid at $600 million, $700 million. And I think realistically, Phillies fans looked at that and said, hey, that might be a little high ticket. It might be. We'd love to have him, but it's a little high ticket. And then when you started hearing the stories about other teams that he was visiting and we didn't visit him, it became one of those things where we went for the consolation prize. So I think that's kind of where we are right now. And I think that Bregman would fit. And I think that it's kind of foolish to think that one guy could potentially come in and change the lineup. I think it needs to be a couple guys.
It probably does. I mean, I agree with you on that. But this one guy is a unique guy. I mean, Juan Soto is as good of a free agent as there is. I mean, like, you don't find free agents like this that are this accomplished at this age. Bryce Harper was similar, and the Phillies went all out to get him. Hugh, your point on Turner, he's not horrendous, but he's not worth the money. And the way I view it, I am happy either way. Like, of course I want Soto. But I'd be happy to dump Turner and just move on.
I feel like
I'm in jail with this Trey Turner thing.
Because you're frustrated.
Well, because he's not that good.
Yeah,
he's
but like I said, he is still. When you look at the top shortstops in Major League Baseball,
but he's
from
a bad shortstop.
Offensively,
but he's bad at the position defensively.
No, I mean, I hear you, but he's still one of the top shortstops. It's one of those things when it comes to us. And we've seen some, like, Joe, I'll be the first to tell you, and you know more baseball than me, but there were times when he was making errors in outfield, I immediately thought of you, and I said, oh, yeah, Joe's going to kill him for that
one. Of course.
Because it just looks crazy.
So I'm trying to do this for my mental health, for yours, and to get a Juan Soto. All right, 215-592-9494. Look, I think your read on this is probably right, Hugh. John Middleton, he said it in so many words a couple weeks ago, the Phillies probably won't win the Juan Soto sweepstakes. My read on that is they don't have $700 million lying under the pillows or under the, you know.
I think they have it, but it's different. Like, you can have the money.
I don't think they want to spend it.
There you go.
So,
there you go.
So we agree on that, okay? So I'm trying to clear some money out of here to give them a better chance. If you remove all the money that's owed to Trey Turner, I think they've got a way better shot at convincing themselves and Soto to come here.
And I think that a lot of people feel that because Shohei Ohtani did it, he deferred a lot of his cash.
I don't think Soto's doing that.
Nah, that's the problem. Shohei Ohtani did what was best for the organization, and he benefited tremendously for it. I don't see why. No. Like, because you guys got to think, Juan's going to be like, man, give me all my bread. Well, I want all of my money up front. In cash.
Scott Boras wants it. Juan wants it. And if the Phillies want to get involved for real, they're going to have to come up with it.
Yeah, they got
to
break bread.
Yeah, and a way to do it, in my mind, is to dump the Turner contract. It's a double whammy. You get rid of a bad contract. And Hugh, you're right. He's not a terrible player. He's still an above-average offensive player. But I think he's a bad
and you're
shortstop.
Thinking about you're thinking about the length of their contract.
And it's only going to get worse.
And yeah, at the shortstop position. Yeah. I get it. But no, I'm not willing to do that to get him.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll start here. Would you dump Turner just for a chance? And I recognize what I'm saying. Like, this could go bad where you could dump Turner and you don't have him anymore. And that means you lose your number two hitter or whatever, and a player they signed for many years. And Soto still may not come. Like, it's a risk. I'm willing to take a risk to put myself in the position to sign Juan Soto. Let's hear from Dave Dombrowski, end of the season, talking about Trey and how he still believes in Trey and his future here.
You've already touched on Trey's fielding, his athleticism, his acknowledgement of chasing and getting themselves out. I guess, overall speaking, what gives you the confidence, and I know he was an all-star and a starter, that he can deliver at a high level in key spots at times in October for the remaining 9 years of that deal?
Well, I'm not going to talk nine because that's a long way out, but I'll talk the immediate future. He's a good player. You know, I mean, he's got a lot of talent. He's a very, as you said, he's an individual. He's very smart. I think he'll make some adjustments himself. So I just think that he's a good player that sometimes in a short series, guys have a good series. Sometimes they don't. But with the talents that he has, I don't see why he cannot have a good postseason.
Well, I don't see why he can't either. I don't trust him to do it, though. And then Dombrowski saying he's smart really doesn't move me. He could be as smart as he wants. I need a good player here. 215-592-9494. It's our Hot Stove Summit here. Let's wrap up this Phillies offseason. Kyle, what are you thinking here? I mean, to me, I have to get a seat at the Juan Soto table. Yeah. And if that means dumping a contract and living with the ramifications, I'm good with that.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer because I think the risk-reward is there. Like, if you dump Trey Turner and you don't get Juan Soto, there's still a path to improve this team. I think we might have seen... Does anyone think that we're going to see a better version of Trey Turner in these next coming years than we did over the last two?
No.
We probably saw already the best of Trey Turner through the life of this contract. And it's not great. I mean, I don't know how many postseasons we need to go through with this guy and him failing for us to realize that he's not really exactly what the Phillies need. He's not what the Phillies need defensively, and he's not what the Phillies need at the plate. He's just another chase guy. Like, if you were able to actually replace him with Juan Soto, then I don't think I need to describe to everybody what wonders that would actually do for this lineup. So I just think if you got rid of Trey Turner and you don't end up with Juan Soto, you could still go get a Crochet. You could still go get a Bregman. You're still improving your team. And you can get out of that awful contract. You set yourself up for, even in the future, to add more pieces. So I Trey Turner for Juan Soto is a no-brainer. But I don't think you're totally SOL if you don't end up.
SOL is strong.
Yeah. You're not. I don't think you are if you don't end up with Juan Soto out of this
one. I agree. To me, it's a win-win. You said risk-reward. It's a win-win. Like, maybe you get Soto, but you dump Turner. And also, Hugh, I'm not ready to sit back and just let the Mets get this guy or the Dodgers. By the way, he's
looking
meeting
at other
with
people grass.
Of course I am.
Dodgers got long paper, though, don't they? No, the Mets have long paper.
The Mets have the longest paper, it
yeah,
seems
they got
like.
Long paper.
I don't want to sit back and just let the Mets get him, or he's meeting with the Dodgers today. Like, could you imagine if Juan Soto goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers?
That's the evil empire all over again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't think that – I think that that's a comfort level for Middleton when he talks about spending that kind of money. Now, I know he said earlier that, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you spend.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, that's a hefty nugget.
I agree with you on this. I think the money is the biggest impediment to the Soto thing. Like, I think he'll take the biggest offer. I think it's money. So it's a matter of how are they going to clear the money to get here, and the easiest way to do it is Trey Turner. He makes a lot of money. He is still, like you said, a good enough player that someone might have some sort of interest in him. And maybe a team out there that can't sign a player, or they can't land one of these free agents. I said, well, give him to Trey. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines on this. Trey Turner, would you dump him for the chance at Juan Soto? Before that, Kyle, what do you got?
I'm just curious because, you know, we have done a similar show to this. This was just swap Trey Turner for Juan Soto.
I remembered well.
How flipped is this going to be?
Well, that was the people were angry that day.
Yeah.
People did not. That was halfway through his first season.
We should plan a take funeral for those people.
I'm for that.
It's probably going to be the same. I think people are going to be a little bit hot behind this one, too. I think they're going to trade him. I think they would get rid of him.
No, but Kyle means 2 years ago or a year and a half ago when we did it, most people did not want to trade him.
Okay, it's going to
be. He thinks it's flipped.
Yeah, Joe was the worst person in the city.
Like, yeah, horrible
crazy.
Take. Horrible
just,
take,
Joe. Insanity for wanting a better player. 215-592-9494. Jim in Center City. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joe. You know, I love when we get onto these topics. First and foremost, no one's taking the Trey Turner contract. Nobody. In its current format, no one's taking Turner at this point with nine more years on the contract. Number two.
So hold on. Before we go there, you don't know that. I tend to agree that most teams would not, but I would think if the Phillies either just gave them for nothing, and I mean like nothing, someone would. Jim, and or the Phillies could attach prospects to dump them. I've seen contracts dumped. I mean, the Adrian Gonzalez from the Red Sox, Carl Crawford's deal was very similar to Trey's, maybe worse, because he was a worse player in Boston than Trey is here, and they dumped him on the Los Angeles Dodgers. It happens sometimes. David Price's contract was dumped. This stuff happens more than you think.
So I agree with you in that regard, but let's think about the larger picture of it. If you look at the Phillies' success in the first quarter of the season, it was built upon a backbone of rock-stop, lights-out pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Bolster the pitching staff, not worrying about chasing Soto. Second item, in regards to the bigger picture on the business side of things for the Phillies. The Phillies just went and got two marginal investors that came into the ownership group to infuse some more money into it. So I think you're right that the Phillies are hurting a little bit for cash flow. Secondly, if they were to engage a larger contract and still keep the Turner contract, I can't believe the Turner contract would go away. You put them in the second tier of the luxury tax. They're not going to take that penalty. That's prohibitive. So marshal your resources, get Garrett Crochet, left-handed pitcher, bolster that pitching staff, bring those prospects with the pitching staff, and that's how you winning baseball here in Philadelphia. That's what the last two postseasons have told you.
So they have, and they haven't. Jim, I like Crochet. I would trade for him. We're going to have Jack and James on next hour. Jim, good phone call. We'll throw the Crochet thing. I think Jack and James' thoughts on that are going to be interesting. How much they'd be willing to give for Garrett Crochet. I don't think what Jim said there is crazy, right? Get more pitching. Pitching will carry things. You need as many good arms as you can get. That's fine. But what also has hurt the Phillies, Hugh, in the last two offseason?
Hitting has been
in the
super
postseason.
Cold. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Because
it's like collectively.
Yeah,
collectively. I think if you get a couple guys in that lineup that don't chase, and it's almost like by osmosis. You know, you put other guys in there that don't chase, and it'll kind of be rub off on everybody else, because it feels like most of the times when guys are out there on the plate, they're trying to be the hero, playing hero ball a little bit, and they get in trouble doing that. So you get a couple guys in that lineup that don't play hero ball, I think they'll be okay.
Well, that sounds to me like Juan Soto. He's the best at it. He doesn't chase.
Yeah, but that's one. That's one guy.
I know, but it's a
but
lot.
But that's a hell
bets.
Of a guy. Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think the money has something to do with it. And like I said, it felt like from the fan base earlier that when Bregman's name was mentioned, everybody was okay with that. It felt like that was a easy compromise.
Sure.
If it wasn't a Soto deal.
It is, but we don't know if we're going to get him. I mean, that's
pie in the sky still.
Here's what I do know about the Soto thing. He's going to take the biggest offer. I mean,
he's about to get paid.
Right. So,
like, he from what he's done in his career thus far, he's already won a World Series. So, yeah, he's trying to get paid.
Sometimes players want to go back to the team they were with. They have a preference. I don't think this guy has a preference. I think he's going for the top dollar. So I want to carve out the best chance for the Phillies to have the top offer. And the way I see it is, it's a double whammy. Dump Turner, end this nonsense, and get a seat at the table.
He's like the perfect puzzle piece for this Phillies lineup in the postseason.
Yep.
If you could protect Bryce Harper with Juan freaking Soto, this dude's OPS, and he's been in three postseasons, 927 postseason OPS.
And he had the big home. He had like his
huge home run
at the bank
to get them into the World Series. Yeah. In the ALCS, he was 1373.
It's unreal.
OPS. Like,
he's an unbelievable player.
The best young player in baseball.
And the way we talk, like, it's to me, it's like a reset on the Bryce Harper era. Like, he'll bridge the gap to the next era.
You extend the window.
You do. Like, for what Bryce has been, Soto, I think, will be just as good, if not better, as a Philly. And then you get more years out of the whole thing. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Fellas. Hi, Joey G. How are you?
What's going
Dustin,
on, man?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing. I'm... I understand he's a good baseball player. I understand he's one of the better hitters in the league. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. I think
Soto?
What you got with Soto, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, Sean Kyle, he told me I was crazy. Because I was listening to Ben Davis last year, and I started doing some research after I listened to Ben Davis. And, dude, this dude's the definition of a cancer for a locker room. He only cares about Juan Soto. He's going to get paid a ridiculous amount of money. And you're absolutely right, Joe. It doesn't matter what team he gets. All he cares about is the paycheck.
So wait a second. If he's all about him, how at 25 years old has he played in, like, what, three or four LCSs already and two World Series? Like, how is that possible?
And how many different teams did he play in those big games with?
Do we think teams traded him because he was a bad dude, or because they knew they couldn't sign him?
Well, I think there's more than one reason why they didn't sign him. It's what we're seeing, Joe. It's what we're seeing with the stupid Sixers.
No, the Nationals offered him $440 million, and he said no. And they said, bleep, we got to trade him. He's going to walk. And then the Padres wanted to sign him, and unfortunately their owner passed away. And then they were like, oh, we don't have any money anymore. We got to trade him before he leaves. Like, all these teams want him.
I don't think that the Phillies roster is that far off from getting to a World Series. I agree.
Yeah,
I made a couple moves. I personally want to see Bryson Stott at shortstop, and I want to see Edmundo Sosa at second. I want to see Alec Boehm at third, and I want to put Trey Turner in the outfield. I don't understand. He started his career in the outfield for the Nationals.
I'm with you there.
He hasn't played there since.
Yep, I'm with you.
The guy cannot turn a double play ball. It is unbelievable. $300 million player, and the guy can't turn a double play ball. I liked your last caller. I think you got to go out and get arms. I need a solid three. I need Ranger back in the bullpen for the playoffs like he was locked down a couple years ago. That's what I need. I don't need a Juan Soto who's going to come in thinking his head's bigger than it is and getting on everybody's bad side. I like the camaraderie we have in that locker room, and I want to keep it.
Oh, I'm done with the whole
you feel
vibes
like he's
thing.
The can't, yeah, the,
yeah.
Cancer.
I mean, Dustin, yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said, and the Turner to the outfield thing if they do keep him. But I got to tell you, I could give a bleep about the vibes anymore. The vibes.
That kind of came
enough,
to bit us in the butt.
Enough.
With the
Can we get some real champions in here? Champions.
Can I switch gears real quick? I know we're not talking about them, but the real reason I called is about the freaking Sixers.
They stink.
Can we start making a point as to why Kyle Lowry is playing as many minutes as he is? That dude had 15 minutes in the first half yesterday, and the only stat line he had was one personal foul.
I know. He's cooked, man.
You know, Tobias Harris.
He's cooked.
Oh, my God. That organization's horse crap. Yo, Hawk.
Yes.
New Call of Duty is fire, brother.
Man, listen.
You getting cooked by the kids
fire.
Again, Hugh?
Man, I don't really like Call of Duty.
Yeah, Dusty, he's getting cooked by kids.
The kids
Dusty, appreciate it.
Calling me old and calling me mean and hurtful names.
I mean, what am I going to debate the old thing?
No, it's like I like to play the zombies.
Yeah.
But as far as like the competitive Call of Duty, because I think it dropped today. Today is the day. I'm not doing that.
Because you're going to get made fun of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, kids, leave Hugh alone. 215-592-9494. All right, Hot Fits of Philly's Hot Stove Summit today on the Midday Show. Jack and James from the High Hopes Podcast join us in studio at 11. We start here. The Phillies, they're not really in the Juan Soto thing, it seems, right now. So I want to get them in. Would you dump Trey Turner's contract just for the chance at Juan Soto? I would. Hugh doesn't want to do it. 215-592-9494. Your calls on that. We'll get Combo Con started. We only have two qualifying spots left. We'll get you involved. Plus, Jim Bowden laid out another plan a week ago for how the Phillies could fit Soto in here. We'll let you hear that next. 215-592-9494. Midday Show.